part of any training program is staying fit, healthy and well. So if you have any injury concerns, medical concerns or are carrying any injuries, we advise that you sit this one out and take a break. Hi everybody, welcome to the CrossRun podcast. Today's podcast is hosted by me, Stu Clark, although occasionally I will be joined by guest motivational instructors who will aim to lead and coach you on your running journey. If you enjoy this podcast, it's really helpful if you can like, share and review the podcast. You can of course review the podcast on Apple platform, but you can also like and share on your social media networks, whether you listen to it on Spotify, Google, Podbean or Apple. You can also follow us on Instagram under the handle The CrossRun Podcast, where we aim to share useful hints, tips and advice about running, coaching and mentoring that will help you improve your running. If at any point during today's run, we refer to a blue bib, that's aimed at beginner runners or new to running. If at any point we reference a red bib, that's aimed at intermediate runners. And if at any point we reference a green bib, that's actually aimed at advanced runners or those people who are confident in their ability. Stand by for today's Cross Run in 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Cross Run 50. So we've got 50 minutes of running ahead of us. We're going to start this cross run how we start every cross run. You know the drill. 2 minutes, steady running away from wherever you are. Timer is on. Let's get moving. So let's go through the normal routine. For everybody on the live session, if you're listening back on podcast, you will have already had your health check in your intro. But if you're on the live, let's make sure we're feeling fit, healthy and well. If you're not feeling well or you're carrying an injury, I would of course advise that you do not train. If you've got epilepsy, diabetes, or asthma, make sure you've got your medication to hand. And if you're suffering from any COVID symptoms, you shouldn't be running. I'd also advise, if you've had your COVID jab, I'd advise that you take at least 24 hours before doing anything high impact cardiovascular. Okay, now we've got that out of the way. Let's see what we've got in store for you today, this session. We'll just quickly go over some of the simple stuff that you need to know for cross run. The first thing is, of course, the levels of running we're going to ask you to be moving at. You've got 1 minute of steady jogging, keep going. So for the benefit of today's session, 60% effort is a recovery run, 70% effort, think of that as cruising. It's not quite recovery, but it isn't quite work rate. 80% effort, starting to get uncomfortable, but it is a level you can manage. 90% effort is both uncomfortable and close to unmanageable. And then maximum effort, we all understand what that means. 30 seconds of 60% steady running. Now, I won't lie, I know what we've got coming, and it is tough. We haven't done a good quality set of terrible twos for quite some time. So the focus today is on improving VO2 max or anaerobic performance. Tempo running quite hard though, trying to push the brain to push the legs, to push your will to the next level. On my command, you're just going to take me up to 70% in 3, 2, 1. Up we go, 70%. So away we go. Slightly underestimated the wind chill. A bit more chilly than I thought, but let's get over that and not moan about it anymore. So I've got a very busy road to my right-hand side as I wander along the top field, but I'm hoping that my microphone will drown that out. 70% effort. We're not really moving at any level that's going to put us under too much stress. But of course, we have just started. Oxygen levels aren't quite where we want them to be. So you might feel a little bit more breathless than you'd expect to feel. On my command, you're going to drop me off to 60% steady jog. 2, 1, 60% steady jog. So hold it there, 60%. Doesn't need to be any quicker, but we are still jogging. On my command, back to 70%. 70% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go, time on. Take me back to 70%.
Hold that level. We are, of course, warming up. Welcome to those people. I just heard on the live session, a couple of little ding-dongs in my ear, so you've just joined. We're just holding 70%. Ticking away. Comfortable running this is, isn't it? Let's get the core temperature up. All those joints and muscles in and around those joints warmed up. Synovial fluid warmed up. You've got exactly 10 seconds. 10 seconds and you're going to slow me down again for 60%. Come on, everyone. Try and get online. If you're on the live, try and be on time. And down to 60%. Down to 60%. So walking. Sorry, jogging, not walking. On my command, very limited recovery. We're going to take it straight back up to 70%. And now the session begins. 70%. 3, 2, 1. Time is on. Let's go, team. Back to 70%. Just take me up there. Hold it there. Excuse me. So we're ticking away. We've only been going for about 4.5 minutes. But every step is important. Every phase of the run is important as well. All the way through from the warm up to the warm down. Listen, you can't bypass an element and expect to get results. You have to warm up to perform effectively on the faster stuff. On my command, I want you to give me our first 80% of the day, our first 80% of the day in 3, 2, 1. Let's go up to 80. Now remember, this is manageable, but it should feel slightly uncomfortable. Now, it's not going to feel uncomfortable in the first 10 seconds of doing it, but it will start to feel uncomfortable if you're working the right speed. After about 20 or 30 seconds, but you've just got to find that manageable level between discomfort and making sure that you can hold that level of effort. You've got 5 seconds. On my command, you're going to drop it down to 60%. So back to recovery in 2, 1. Recovery, well done. Just hold it there for 30 seconds. We're going to do that one more time before we really release the handbrake. So a warm-up should always be appropriate for what we've got coming. So we are working some slightly longer 80% today in our warm-up because we've got some 80% work to do during the session. Stand by, 70%. 70% in 2, 1, and your time is on. Let's go. So moving away. I'm going to go through the woods today. Just something completely different. Just to keep the old brain and the eyes alert. The unfortunate thing about going through the woods is that it is quite difficult underfoot. So you have to pay attention whilst talking, whilst running. Difficult to do more than one thing at once because I'm a boy. Okay, stand by. Ready for 80%. 80% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 80%. So lift that level. Start pushing. I know you're right. Yeah, start pushing now. 80%. Just going to hold this for another 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Quite a long 80% in our warm up, but we're making it appropriate. Now, what I'm hoping you're going to see today are some really good distances at the end of your run. If you're one of those people that loves tracking the distances, this is going to be one for you for sure. 10 seconds. Hold that level. On my command, you know the drill. We're going to drop it back to 60% in 3, 2, 1. 60%. Hold it there. Just as I come out of the woods into the sunshine, beautiful. Lovely stuff. Back onto flat ground. A bit safer. Less risky on the ankles. 10 seconds. Last phase of the warm-up. Now, on my command, straight back to 70% for 30 seconds. 70%, 30 seconds, 3, 2, 1. Let's go, team. 70%, 30 seconds. Just get yourself moving again. So comfortable running. Focus on taking in the oxygen. Just run whatever's in front of you. Don't give yourself any complicated decisions to make. If you want to turn right, turn right. Turn left. If you want to go up a hill, go up a hill. If you want to travel straight, travel straight. On my command, 80%. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 80%. 40 seconds at 80%. Time is on. So we're now starting to push a little bit. We are coming to the end of our warm-up, team. You've just got to keep working. I'm going to give us, at the end of our warm-up, I'm going to give us a nice solid 60 seconds of proper recovery before we start our little technical set. Not going to spend too long on the technical, but what I want you to imagine today, just as a transition from the word technical, I want you to imagine you're striving for that Paul Hollywood handshake. And a Paul Hollywood handshake, in my words, is a perfect run with no walking. That's what we're striving to achieve. On my command, you're just going to go up to your first and only 90% of the warm-up. 90% in 2, 1. Let's go. Stride on, stride out. 30 seconds at 90%. Start to engage the arms. Control the breathing. Head up, chest up, chin up. Look where you're running. Don't look down at your shoes. You're confident. Look up. Exaggerate the arms. Nobody cares what you look like. All that we care about is athletic running. 5 seconds. Ready to recover. And time. Recover, recover, recover. 60 seconds of recovery. Well done. Okay. Blues, if you need a walk, you are welcome to take one. Reds and greens, you should still be ticking over, really, with a jog between 60 and 70%. Okay, really simple. We're going to focus on what we focused on last week because I want to start backing up and embedding some of these really basic techniques around controlling running. It's very difficult to embed anything kind of coachable on an audio run, but we can give you things to think about and see how they feel. So my first big thing today is going to be body posture and arms. Body posture and arms. And I'm going to ask you to run somewhere between a 60 and a 70 to 75%. So we're in that comfort zone, cruising. It should feel like really natural running. On my command, comfortable, natural tempo running. 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. Now, I've been running into the wind for about the last 8 minutes. Very much looking forward to turning this corner and having the wind on my back. 60 to 75%. The first thing I want you to try and do is bring the head up, looking 20 yards ahead of you. Don't look out the top of your eyes. Don't look so high up that you have to look down on your run. I see a lot of people running with their chin really high lately. Maybe because I'm looking for it, but nice and controlled. And I don't want to see the head bibbly bobbling about. No bibble bobbling, like one of those toys in the back of your car, the old Churchill insurance dog. Let everything move around the neck and the hip line. Now, we're just going to let the body rock and roll, however it feels natural, but keep the head still. If anybody remembers good old Paula Radcliffe, she used to run with that really sort of aggressive head bob. She probably still does run like that, to be fair. But when she was competing, she ran with this really weird head movement. I don't really want that for us. I want to keep head still. Now try and relax the shoulders. Just relax. Let the arms go nice and floppy and then re-engage the elbows. Now start running naturally. 60 to 75%. I've just turned that corner and it's even more windy. Can't escape it today. 15 seconds. Your heart rate shouldn't be super high, but on my command, we're going to switch instantly to 30 seconds of really fast, powerful leg running. You're going to drive the knees through, pump the arms. 30 seconds, 90%. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Switch it on. Use the arms, pump the legs. We're going straight back in to 2 minutes of steady, relaxed upper body running. 15 seconds of fast, powerful leg drive. Fire those knees forward. Drive off the back of the foot. We've gone early. 5 seconds. Ready to recover. 4, 3, 2, 1. Slow me down. Back to your 60 to 75%. Now, if running at that, if trying to find that percentage of effort is tough for you, for this set, you're either working comfortable or you're working hard. Just one or two, one of the other, sorry. We're now working comfortable, gliding. Let's use that word. Some of you might not feel like you're a gliding kind of runner. I don't, but that's because I'm 104 kilos. No such thing as gliding at that level. But we're trying to run smooth, steady steps, traveling in a straight line, soft feet on landing. Just let the feet roll underneath you and then use the momentum on the pendulum of the arms, left and right, to help push the body through each step. Now that sounds very complicated and wordy, but it isn't really that complicated. It's just running. Head up, chest up, chin up. Re-engage the brain. Let's think. Let's be smart athletes. Looking 20 yards ahead of you. Eyes in the middle of your head. Traveling a straight line. Relax the shoulders. Just let the legs do what they want to do. At that level of speed, perfect. 15 seconds. You're going to reignite that speed offensive. We're going to attack to 90%. And you're going to focus on firing the arms and driving the legs. Are you ready? 2, 1. Let's go. Attack, attack, attack. 30 seconds. Pump the arms. Oh, it's a bloody hill. Come on, here we go. Get up that hill. All in it together. Whether it's uphill, downhill, flat, grass, pavement, rocks. Everybody's working 90%. Drive the arms, drive the legs. No part of your body gets left redundant. Push. 3 seconds. 2, 1. Slow me down. Slow me down. Well done. Back in to relax shoulders. It's quite hard because you should be breathing heavily. Back in to relax shoulders. Back in to posture. Head up, chest up, chin up. What you should notice, if you lift the body up, I want to give you something to visualize. I want you to imagine there's a little nail on the top of your head, like a puppet on a string. And the puppeteer picks up that top thread and lifts up. Everything lines up underneath that top thread. Lift the head, the chest, and the chin. And imagine that everything underneath the neckline is free moving, nice and relaxed. But the head stays still. Laser beam focused on whatever's ahead of you. Just imagine that puppeteer standing over you, holding you in that position, and try and relax from the stomach. Just let the legs pendulum through. You've got 1 minute to go. Now, at this point of the set, I want you to start thinking about your step count. We've got a couple of new people on today. If you don't know what a step count is, I'll explain. If you do know what a step count is, I want a 4-step cycle. Starting from now, away you go. If you don't know what step count is, really simple. Count your steps on a four-step cycle. So I'll demonstrate. One, two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Keep counting. Now try and couple that with head up, chest up, chin up. The two go really well together. The four-step cycle helps to regulate your breathing and your steps. And it also coincides with good posture. 5 seconds on my command. You're going to give me 30 seconds of aggressive 90%. Stand by. Three, aggressive 90%. Two, one. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Attack, attack, attack. Legs thumping. Relax the shoulders, but drive the arms. I know that sounds like two very different things, but you can do it. Let's go. Keep pushing. Oh, it's getting tough. That's a really horrible hill. If you join me regularly, I always mention the 1 mile hill. I'm just coming to the top of it. 5 seconds. Keep working hard, ready to recover. Three, two, one, recovery. Recovery, recovery. Straight back in to relax shoulders. Body posture, step count. Away you go. Body posture, relax shoulders, step count. One, two, three, four. Now, if you've got really long legs or you're a tall athlete, your one, two, three, four will be a slower count naturally than somebody who runs with shorter leg or a shorter step. Just, I know it sounds a bit of a let off, but lazy coaching, but run whatever you feel like is natural. Now, sometimes what feels natural is what you are used to. And sometimes what you are used to might need some work and some coaching. And hopefully I'll get around to see most of you live, or your instructors will see you live, and you can work on that in person. But for now, it's all about feeling. How does your body feel? How do you feel like the legs are striking, the feet are striking the ground? Do you feel like you're running an even pace, left to right? Are you overstepping on one side because maybe you've got an injury? You've got exactly 45 seconds. Relax those shoulders. Let's get technical. Relax the shoulders. Look ahead of you. Eyes in the middle of their sockets, 20 yards ahead. Scanning the ground. If you're on the field or grass, make sure it's safe. Check in for any undulating ground. But we're at a lovely tempo cruising run here. No break in play. 15 seconds, you're going to give me one last 30-second effort. One big 30-second effort. That 30 seconds is going to look like annihilation. We're going to think about technique, but we're going to fire everything into traveling forward. Stand by. 90%. Three, two, one. Let's go. Quicken the legs. Fire the arms. You've been moving at a pace previous to this that will allow you to increase the speed. Quicker legs, quicker legs. Imagine you're on a bike and you've just gone all the way down to that really easy wheel spinning gear. That's the kind of legs I'm looking for. Like freewheeling downhill, but pedaling as fast as you can. 5 seconds, keep working. Four, almost there. Three, two, one. And we're recovering. We're recovering for 90 seconds. 90 seconds, steady jog. Just keep moving, evening. Keep moving. And we're sucking up the oxygen and we're recovering. Well done, everybody. Okay, good news. That's the worst of it. No, I'm only joking. That's the easy bit out of the way. Okay, we're now going to hit terrible twos. The way that terrible twos are going to work is going to be an accumulation of 2 minute rounds with a decrease in recovery cycle. If that makes no sense to you, just follow along. All you need to know is it's going to start hard and get harder. If it starts easy for you, you're not working hard enough. Simple as that. So on the terrible two, you will be running at 80%. At 80%, unless I ask you to run faster. You're going to hold 80%. We're looking for that aerobic threshold, just above that level, struggling for oxygen, but a little bit of iron will grit and determination. It's the equivalent of 800 meter running, one of the hardest levels of running on a track. 800 meters, 2 minutes of running, stand by, you've got 20 seconds, 2 minutes of running at 80%, unless I ask you to go faster. Hopefully that makes sense. It's pretty bloody straightforward. Even BMFers, even we can understand that one. Under fatigue, 10 seconds. Okay, you will use your rest, but you will work hard on the hard zones. 80% in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Now, if anybody out there is working on a track or you've got a lovely flat piece of ground, this set is written for flat ground. Don't panic if you haven't got flat ground ahead of you or you love running on hills because you're a bit of a sadist to your own body, but it is written for flat ground running. You are supposed to be able to hold 80% of your heart rate max. So if your heart rate max is 220 minus your age, so I'm 38, so what's that? 172, is it? Something like that. Probably a bit off that. 182. I should be able to hold 80% of 182, which is around about, say about 150. No worries if it's a bit higher. That's fine. Got no problem with that. But I certainly don't want it to be any lower. 80%, it doesn't matter what your bib colour is, if you hold that level. Stay with me. Listen, there's no secret recipe here. It's hard work, determination, grit your teeth kind of stuff. Stay with it. On my command, you've got a little, about 10 seconds. On my command, you're going to push to maximum. Push to maximum in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Legs out there. Let's show yourself what you're made of. Fire up that heart rate zone. Give it everything you've got. Back into the wind I go. Again, nobody cares how fast your arms are moving. Nobody's looking at you, caring what you're looking like. All you should care about is, am I doing what Stuart asks? Maximum effort. 5 seconds. Ready to recover. 3, 2, 1. Recovery. Recovery 1 minute. Oh, my legs. Well done. Recovery 1 minute. Now, if you did that properly, you should need a proper recovery. Blues, blue bibs, I implore you to keep jogging very slowly. But if you need that walk in your life, don't be afraid to take it. Reds and greens, you must recover properly because I want exactly the same from you again. Same levels of heart rate, same levels of effort. Not one heart rate beat per minute lower than what you just hit. If you can't get up to that level, or if your heart rate hasn't recovered, you have to ask yourself if you're working too hard on the 80%. 10 seconds, round one is done. Round two of your terrible twos in 5 seconds. Ready for 80%? We're keeping it simple today. 3, 2, 1. 80%, let's go. Dig in, build the speed. Build the speed, hold it there. Now, you're not stupid. You've obviously gathered that terrible twos are meant to be horrible. They're meant to be gritty. Now we've done our first set. Everybody's on the same wavelength. Greens and reds, I want you to work between 80 and 90%. Blues hover at 80%. Reds and greens, make a decision, make a commitment. You can move into that next energy zone. 80 to 90%. That way, when I ask you to really dig deep for that last 30 seconds, that's when the terribleness, if that's a word, the terribleness of a terrible two kicks in. And you have to go to that dark place. You have to take yourself out of the real world into the world of BMF, which is all about striving for those 5 more steps, isn't it? Hold that level. You've got 30 seconds before we engage the warp drive and kick it up another gear. This is the kind of running that makes us different to all of the other fitness malarkey out there. Proper gritty, but with a little bit of education and science in there. Stand by, 8 seconds. Time to fly. 3, 2, maximum effort. 1, let's go. Drive on. Really big effort now. We're pushing everything into it. Think about your technique. Can you get a bit more speed out of that body by firing those arms up a little bit more? Probably the answer is yes. 15 seconds. Stay with me. Oh, I'm starting to lose it. 7 seconds. Come on, Steve. 3, ready to recover. 2, 1. Recovery into the sunshine. Recovery. So, Blues, remember what I said? I implore you to keep your jog going on the recovery. Very, very slowly if necessary. Reds and greens. Somewhere around the recovery run, 60%. Like I said, I don't care. If you're running down the road, you're running past people, counting your steps, adjusting your body position, running like a 100-meter athlete. Good for you. Who cares what other people think? They're the people that go home and don't do anything for their fitness. We want them to do something, but it's not about them. It's about you. 15 seconds. Okay, obviously the other element of terrible twos is they get more and more terrible because your rest cycle is about to start decreasing. That makes life hard, doesn't it? Stand by. 80 to 90%. 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. Round 3. So we're straight back up. Take me to 80 to 90%. So you've got to be honest with yourself. By the way, if you're wearing a MyZone or if you're on Strava, you can't lie to me. I check everybody's. I don't comment on Strava because it's an open, more of an open kind of book. But if you use MyZone and I see your stats, there's no hiding from me. I know exactly what terrible twos should look like. On your MyZone, terrible twos should look like a really high peak, top red zone, and then your recovery should drop just into the green before we go again. If you're overrunning your recovery and you don't come down into at least low yellow, I know that you're not listening to what I'm asking and you're not recovering. That goes for you, greens, as well. If you're not getting up to the red zone, I know that you're not working hard enough. Now, the same could be said about me. I always publish my results. They're out there for everybody. I'm talking and walking at the same time, of course, but it shouldn't be an excuse. Also, I always perform better when I know people are relying on me to perform. Same as anything in life, really. You know, I'm not very good at working hard for myself, but if other people want me to work hard or there's competition involved, all of a sudden it switches up a level. Stand by for maximum effort. 3, maximum effort. 2, 1. Let's go. Raise the bar. Fire those legs up. Push, push, push. Oh, we're moving quick now. Here we are. Come on. Keep working. 10 seconds to go. Should be really gritty. Maximum. Legs alive. 3 seconds. 2, 1. And recovery, recovery. 50 seconds. 50 seconds. Now, obviously, you're only losing 10 seconds of recovery, but it starts to add up. Your body is a well-oiled machine, but part of your body being a machine is also that you can run your body by the numbers. It's really obvious. It's really easy to understand. Losing rest, less recovery, heart rate stays higher for longer. I know if I put somebody on a treadmill and got them to walk as fast as they could, top end of walking speed, and gradually increase the incline, the average person's heart rate would increase around about 5 to 8 beats per minute per 1 degree of gradient that you put on the treadmill. And that is a standard. If you ever go to the gym, give that a go. I guarantee you see a 5 to 8 beats per minute increase per rise. Stand by. 80% to 90%. 3, 2, 1. Round 4. Let's go. So turn those legs back on. Anybody out there, by the way, that's training for anything more than 10K, so 10K, 20K, half marathon, marathon, this is a really good program to do once every 2 weeks. to improve your speed of recovery whilst you're running, to improve your lactate and your Krebs cycle. If you don't know what Krebs cycle is, research K-R-E-B-S cycle. If you're a runner, you should know what that is. If you just love running and doing cross run, forget about the science. 80 to 90%. All I'm trying to do is talk and pass some of that gritty time, but you've got to give me a speed check. You need to be moving at the right effort level. Anything less than 80%, you are underperforming and therefore underachieving. 30 seconds on my command. You're gonna dip the chin and raise the leg speed. Stand by, ready for that maximum effort again. Start to feel the lungs. I know the legs start to feel tired, and I know yours are feeling tired because mine are, but it's about will and mindset. Here we go, maximum effort in three, in two, in one. Fire it up, let's go. Push, push, push. I'm just running down the river, nice and flat. Beautiful part of the world to run. 15 seconds to go. This is gonna take its toll on me. Oh, keep pushing, come on. 10 seconds of absolutely everything you've got, then you earn your recovery. 3, 2, 1, and recovery, well done. Recovery, 4 done, isn't it? Well done, everybody. You are not out of the woods yet. So you got 50 seconds of recovery. We go again, but we lose 10 seconds of recovery time. Now, it's one of those sets, isn't it? I know I say this more often than not now, but you've got to get through the hard stuff. And it isn't just hard because it's difficult for your body. It's hard because you're doing the same set over and over. But that's how fitness works, ladies and gents. We take an exercise, we repeat it in set and over a period of weeks, months, whatever it is. That's how you improve. That's how you achieve. If you're one of those people that likes to do something different every time you do fitness, chances are you're probably pretty stagnant with what you're achieving, maybe quite stagnant with trying to lose weight or build muscle. Consistency is king. Stand by. 3, 80%, 2, 1, let's go. Minimum 80, maximum 90. Okay, you've got to exert a little bit of responsibility on yourself here. Either you tell yourself right now, I've got to stick to minimum 80%. You check your heart rate monitor, or you check the level you should be running at, which is uncomfortable, but just about manageable, and you stick to it, or you don't. They're the only two options here. I'm not going to fluff it up and be all millennial about it. We either do it properly or we don't bother. We've got this. Let's go. No doubt somebody will get upset that I'm being too aggressive or I'm being a bully, not being positive enough. But that's what it comes down to, folks. I'm no different, by the way. If I want to achieve something, you've got to put your mind to it. Stick to the task ahead. We can do this together. Let's go. 30 seconds of 80 to 90%. And then we're going to snap down that handbrake. And you're going to give me the best 30 seconds of your day so far. I just had a feeling. It's very odd. I just suddenly felt as though I was moving a lot better. Kind of had a word with myself and said, come on, Stuart, pull yourself together. You've got to do it. You can't ask other people to do what you won't do. Are you ready? 5 seconds. Ready to hit the maximum in 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. Maximum effort. Drill those legs. Pump those arms. Fire everything you've got into the next 15 seconds now. What are you got? If you're one of those people that listens to the feeling of your pain in your legs, switch your brain off and go a bit faster. Go on, 5 seconds of effort, go. 4, 3, ready to recover. 2, 1, bring it down, bring it down, bring it down. Back to recovery, well done. Great work, everybody. But we're not out of the woods yet. So we've got 2 more rounds of terrible twos, and then we're gonna leave them behind us. You've got this, you can definitely get through 2 more rounds. So take a big deep breath. What I'm hoping here, by the way, if you're truly, truly putting the effort in, if you've got an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or a Garmin, whatever it is, I'm hoping we're going to see, or start to see, an uplift in your VO2 max. If you don't know what VO2 max is, let's not worry about it too much. But if it's going up, great. If it's holding level, brilliant. If it's going down, we're probably not working enough of that anaerobic cycle over the course of the week. 5 seconds, 80 to 90%. I think you know the drill by now. Predictable is what I always am. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 2 minutes. Back up to speed, please. Hold it there. 80 to 90% for 2 minutes. Don't give up. Now, granted, you might be moving a little bit slower than you were on your first terrible two. That's fine. It's all about the effort level and what the heart rate says. Everything in cross run really is related to heart rate because that's the easiest method of control across a group of people. It's also very heavily linked to those fat burning zones and the oxygen in and oxygen out zones. So it's the best method of training really, for consistency. Nothing quite like that feeling though of forgetting about the science and just putting down a blistering sprint. And that's what we're going to do in 45 seconds. Okay, ask yourself the question. As boring and repetitive as I am, are you really moving at 80 to 90%? That's the question. Now, you might start off during the first minute moving a bit quicker because you've recovered. And over the course of the next minute, or 30 seconds, you might slow down a bit, but you might still be holding an 80 to 90% effort level. That's the key, isn't it? To hold that effort level and keep powering those legs forward. On my command, you're gonna switch it up a gear. You're gonna give it a little boost. 30 seconds of aggressive running in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Power, power, power now, let's go. Fire the legs up, quicker legs. It does not matter one iota how old you are, how young you are, male, female, how experienced you are as a runner, how many BMF sessions you've done this week. I just do not care. You're just going to run as fast as you bloody well can. 10 seconds. Forget about your technique for the next 7 seconds. Let's just go for it. Wind in the hair stuff. 3, 2, 1. Back to recovery. Back to recovery. One more to go, team. Well done. Cracking work. Now, for all of our newbies, there's a couple of you on today. If the sound of my voice is irritating you, CrossRun's probably not for you. But the whole point of CrossRun Online is that we talk you through an entire running program. You don't get any dead air. Becky loves it. By the time I get home, I'm exhausted. I don't want to talk. I just want to sit down and watch TV. Promised I cooked dinner tonight, though, so that's my job. So beans on toast it is. 20 seconds, last round. Okay, here's my challenge to you for the last round. Scrap the science, scrap the program. I just want you to dig in and give me maximum 2 minutes of running. A maximum. Some of you are going to cover potentially half a kilometer here. Some of you are going to cover a bit less, but that's fine. Effort level, stand by. Maximum effort from the word go. Bullet from a gun stuff. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Time on. Now, the bullet from a gun analogy is really apt because you fire that bullet, out comes maximum speed out of the track. Gradually, that bullet starts to slow down, but it's still traveling with intent. We're still moving. We want to get to the end of the 2 minutes and get to that point where our legs feel like they can't carry us at any kind of speed anymore, and then I'll give you recovery. You will have earned recovery at that point, but no sooner. 30 seconds gone. So your minimum standard here is 90%. Even for you, Blues. Now, Blues, if your 90% is slow by other people's standards, it doesn't matter whether you run slower than everyone else in the world, because you're here and you're doing it, and you're running at your 90%. The rest of the world doesn't exist at this moment. Let's keep going. 1 minute gone. Just re-engage the brain. Take a big deep breath in. Have a look around at your surroundings. Now charge up those legs and go again. Let's go. 50 seconds of absolute doomsday running. Oh, my legs are going to fall off. I've eased back a little bit, I won't lie, just to get some oxygen in to keep chatting. You don't need to do that, though. You don't have that excuse in your locker, I'm afraid. Keep pushing. Podcasters, if you're listening back on the podcast, this is the one that makes your day. Let's go. This is the one that you post on Instagram with your heart rate measurements about how great you are at running. Blah, blah, blah. 15 seconds. Remember, it's not 1 minute and 59 seconds. It's 2 minutes. Let's get all the way to the end. It's okay to slow down. It's not okay to back off the aggression and the effort. Three, ready to recover. Two, one, recovery, recovery, recovery for 90 seconds. Blues, permission to walk. Well done. Excellent work, everybody. So pretty straightforward. Terrible twos have taken up a fair amount of our session there. Now we're going to finish on some short, sharp stuff. You've got just under 1 minute and 10 recovery. And what I thought we'd do is we'd switch it up at the end to a little bit of fitness running rather than just thinking about running protocol. So we're going to do a Tabata set, Tabata. For those of you that know what Tabata is, good. For those that don't, I'll explain. 20 seconds of maximum effort, 10 seconds of full recovery. What I want you to do here on the recovery is almost slow down to a fast walk, then speed me back up again for 20 seconds maximum effort. Tabata only works if you are really going for it on the 20 and then off of the on the recovery phase with complete recovery. All of the energy expenditure here is in the acceleration phase. So if you don't slow down, actually you find your calorie burn won't be as high. If you slow down to that just above a walk and then bang, really aggressive, sprint out of the blocks and hold maximum speed, your calorie burn will be about 10 to 15% higher. That's what we're going for. Stand by for your first 20 seconds of effort in three, two, one. Let's go. Fire the legs up. Now, what I've done is I've put myself on a nice straight bit of land. I'm going to sprint 20, one direction. I'm going to walk for 10, turn around, sprint 20, walk for 10. Just doing the opposite direction. 5 seconds to go. Four, three, two, one. 10 seconds recovery. 10 seconds, seven rounds to go. Stay with it. Stand by. Maximum effort. Go. Turn the legs on. Back up to speed. Power, power, power. Nothing more complicated than fast or recovery over that little bump. Here we go. Just feeling the legs. They're starting to feel a bit heavy. We've got to work through that. Three, two, one. Recovery. Oh, my word. There's the heart rate. Let's have a check. What does it say? 182. That's high. Stand by. Maximum effort. Three, two, one. Let's go. Push again, push again. It only works if you're really going for it. It's a cracking little fat burner. 10 seconds, a nice finisher to the end of the day. Let's let yourself know you're good at something. Three, two, one, recovery, recovery. Stand by, three done. Next round is halfway. And then it's all downhill, baby, last little bit. Are you ready? Two, one. Sprint, sprint, sprint. Let's go. Build me up to speed. Should be flying now. You've flown out of the blocks. It's a good 200 meter race. 5 seconds of effort. Let's go. Four, three, two, one. Recovery, 10 seconds. Recovery, 10 seconds. You're halfway. Okay. Are you going to wilt or are you going to rise up? Are you going to hit it or are you going to drop it? Stand by. Three, two, one. Let's go. Fire up the legs one more time. Well, four more times, actually. But let's take each one as it comes here. Don't think about the remaining. Think about the one in the present. Keep pushing. Big 5 seconds. They're starting to feel like they're getting longer, aren't they? Two, one. Recovery. Recovery 10. Recovery 10. Well done. Stay with it. You're almost there. Stand by, three, two, one. Sprint, sprint, sprint. Go again. This is how we improve. Laying down through the foundations, building that house of fitness all the way up. 10 seconds to go. I'm trying to think of some more cliches under fatigue. I'm running out. 3, 2, 1. Recovery 10. Good news and bad news. 2 to go. Bad news. 2 to go. We've got this. 3. Maximum effort. 2, 1. Sprint attack. Go, go, go. Build the speed as fast as you can. Do not give up. That is not what BMF is about. BMF is about energy level, keeping everyone else in the game. 5 seconds, bit of positive energy for everybody. 3, 2, 1, recovery 10, recovery 10. Almost there. The longer I draw this out, the less chance there is I'll have to make dinner, although Becky's playing netball tonight, so I will do. Here we go, last effort of the day. Do not stop running until I call out your colour. 3, 2, 1, sprint. Attack it with every last ounce of glucose, glycogen, blood sugar level that you've got in your body. Every last bit of positive mindset, put it into the pavement. I want you to finish in a complete negative heap because you've spent all of your positive energy in this set. Oh, that's very holistic. 5 seconds, blues. Blues, 3, 2, 1. Blues recovery, cracking session blues. Reds and greens, keep going. Reds and greens, in your mind, give the blues a little clap. Well done, blues, you've done brilliantly. Reds, you've got 5 seconds. Reds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Reds, drop off. Greens, go another level. Come on, push. Well done. Greens and blues, give the reds a little clap in your head. Blues, you can give them a clap out loud if you want. Greens, 3. Greens, 2. Greens, 1. And greens, drop off there, drop off there. Blues and reds, it pains us to do it, but give the greens a clap. They've been great as well. We have to accept it. Well done, greens. So slow me right down. Slow me right down. Just give me a walk. 15 seconds. We've just flicked over the 50-minute mark. Don't go anywhere. We're just going to warm down. You should really have a good 3 or 4, 5-minute warm down after that kind of set, but I can let you do that on your own. It's a lot of chitter-chatter for not much exercise otherwise. Okay, 40 seconds of steady team running. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Off we go. Finish on that positive. What did you achieve today? Did you achieve beyond your expectations? By your standards, could you have worked harder? Not by my standards, because at the end of the day, my standards don't matter. Yours matter. Is it your first cross run? Are you blown away by what you've achieved? Have you gone great distances today? Have you not quite hit a level that you want to hit? No worries, we'll do it next time. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring yourself to a walk. Pat yourself on the back, Crossrun 50, as always, hit it hard. Well done, everybody. See you for Crossrun 30 next session.
Great work, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss another Crossrun again. Hopefully you found that exhilarating and challenging and you feel as though you've really achieved something today. Focus and celebrate the fact that you've completed another tough Crossrun. Whilst we absolutely love running, we do think it's important to improve your strength and all-over fitness, which can help with your running, whether you love sprinting or long-distance running. Why not try one of our online classes? Simply log on to www.bemilitaryfit.com and sign up for your free session and come and give it a try. We can't wait to see you next time. In the meantime, go and recover, eat healthy, stay positive and run strong.